Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. When is deadly too deadly? And other things like that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that right after this. All right. I was pondering whether or not I wanted to talk about this because some people can see it in a wrong way, as in it bumps up to the fact with the eternal question, should DMs fudge dice rolls? I get close to it. I mean, I don't really like to talk about fudging dice rolls or anything like that. But usually when they start talking about fudging dice rolls, they start talking about other stuff that the GMs, I think, should have rule over certain aspects of the game. I mean, the players have rule over certain aspects of the game. I'm not going to tell anybody how to play their character or where their character can go. I don't railroad, and I don't think it's right anyway. And I'm just, okay, how deadly is too deadly in a game to you? Some people say, oh, let the chips fall where they may. If they make bad decisions and stuff, they should pay for it. Well, yes, I agree on principle. But there are times when things are too deadly because of me, because of the GM. And that's when I feel I need to take steps to adjust it. Now, I've talked about me and monsters before, how I deal with monsters. I look at a monster and I say, okay, minimum stats, hit points, armor class, hit dice, number of attacks, damage, maybe, probably movement. Any special abilities, I'll just bullet point two or three. And if there's too many, I'll just say, look in the GM's guide, page XX, whatever. Now, that's how I deal with it. And that can apply to whatever system I use and whatever monster book or whatever I use. I always look at them like that, whether it's BX or Beckme or it's AD&D, whatever edition, or if it's a game that's a clone thereof. I'm talking class and level stuff. I mean, other games like, say, Champions or Index Card RPG and stuff, I can do my own version of that. In fact, something like, say, Tunnels and Trolls, it's a lot easier because you just have a monster rating that you work off of. And that's the whole thing. So what I'm saying is if the character's going to battle with a certain number of monsters or types of monsters or whatever encounter it is, if I make it too deadly, and they don't run away. Now, a lot of GMs will say, well, they should just take their lumps, and if it's a TPK, it's a TPK. I agree. But sometimes they go into the battle, and I go, oh, I didn't want to do that. Oh, I forgot about this. I forgot about that. And you got to do something while you're playing. As far as I'm concerned, I got to do something while I'm playing because, I feel guilty about it. And, I can hear my friend Matt laughing at me already. And, that's just the way I feel. I want it to be a fair fight. I don't like to balance things. Things can be unbalanced because that's the way that things are in real life. Not everything out there is balanced. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a pain in the butt anyway. So, let the chips fall where they may, but at the same time, do a little diligence, do a little like, okay, I'm going to put them up against these things. Now they're very deadly. So we will see what happens. Now I'm talking about in the prep phase here. This is the kind of things I think about in the prep phase. But I have been wrong before. But I'm not a GM that goes out of their way to do a TPK, or somebody who says, well, it's deadly, but they should run away. Okay, well, that's always an option. And that's something you should instill in today's players. You know, people who just use like 5th edition or something like that. It's just, I've got to account for my limitations too. Okay? I mean, there are times, I mean, even my friend Matt, who likes to do by the book D&D, he'll say this stuff like that. But I've seen one or two times where he's retconned stuff because things just weren't panning out, or somebody made a mistake that wasn't really their fault or something. I remember one case where I think it was my character. I couldn't be there that night. So they always have the option. Do you want your character to sit this one out, or do you want somebody to run your character? Now there's an upside and a downside of that. The upside of letting your character sit it out is your character is still alive. The downside is he gets no experience off of it. The upside of having somebody run, he gets whatever XP that the GM's going to hand out, but it's more dangerous because the player who's running my character could get him killed. And I remember one time I couldn't make it, so I said, well, let somebody play my character. And my friend was playing him, and he managed to get him killed. But last week he said, the next week, Matt said, well, I'm going to retcon this, and he's still alive. Or he did it during the game. I don't remember, because he said it might have been somebody else's character. But the point is, the guy wasn't playing him very well or smart, not the way the player whose character it is would play him. So he felt the need to retcon it because that was, to him, that wasn't a righteous kill. That wasn't a really fair kill, because the guy, you know, I mean, he could have said, well, you weren't there. Well, that's the way it goes. I mean, I had that happen a couple of times, but I always trust the players to play the character the way either I would play it or play him smart, or as smart as he is, you know? So apparently the guy just didn't do a good job. So he retconned it. He says, you're alive again. Okay, you got out of this by the skin of your teeth. I didn't get any experience for it, because that was the penalty, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, he just played it like he put my character aside or something like that. So, you know, he has his exceptions, but I am not above considering swapping stats out in the middle of an encounter, a game or encounter. And what I'm talking about is, I don't really want to swap stats out for, say, oh, they're fighting ogres, but, oh, I made it too deadly. Well, let's just give him the stats of a kobold. That's not right. What I do is I look at the stats for the ogre and say they're fighting more than one, and figure out, okay, I really don't, I may adjust his hit points. I really don't want to touch his armor class, okay? And he still has the same amount of hit dice if you need to use that for some reason. Or let's say he's limping, and one of the characters got a good shot, so he lost like, I don't know, five foot of movement, and so now he's limping. That's another thing. If the characters are fighting whatever they're fighting, make it so their damage has an effect, but make it a little more immediate. Like, okay, he got him in the leg. He now has a lame leg. He can't move as far, or you hit him in the arm. Maybe you chopped his arm off. Maybe you just, you know, sprained it or broke it or something. He can't use that arm. So he's down one attack. Say he had two attacks. Now he's got one attack, or something like that. That's another way to even the playing field if in the middle of combat. Just pay attention to how much damage the targets are getting. I mean, that could work the other way too. I mean, you can say, okay, fine, you guys did that. Well, you know, if something happens to you, I'm going to take that into consideration right then, because it's going to happen right then. And then you will deal with it after the encounter is over, if you survive. So that's one. That's a good way of, if something's too deadly, just pay attention to what's going on. And if they get a couple of good shots, they can hamstring whatever they're fighting. So think about that. All right, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. Single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. These people I will thank because they give regularly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Saras, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you, guys. Really nice. Thank you. Other good podcasts. Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast. Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast. Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast. Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast. Big John Allen Larger's Red Dice Diaries. And my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.